won't be frightened by her mammy's condition.
Vernon nodded and followed her from the room. Rose put on a bright smile and held out her arms when she saw her daughter bouncing down the stairs, wearing her favorite yellow dress and a fresh white pinafore. Wisps of strawberry blonde hair escaped Gracie's cap, and her smile lit her entire face.
"Mama, we're gonna milk the goats,"
Gracie cried as she launched herself toward Rose's arms.
"And we gotta count the baby chicks."
"You'll have the best time ever with Jerusalem and the bishop,"
Rose said as she held her daughter close.
"You can say your alphabet and your numbers."
"And play games,"
Gracie added.
"And maybe bake cookies."
Rose smiled gratefully at Jerusalem as the older woman reached the bottom of the steps.
"It'll be a wonderful time, because you'll be a good guest while you're at the bishop's house, yeah?"
Rose asked purposefully.
"Yeah, Mama,"
Gracie said as she wiggled to get down.
"We're having French toast for breakfast, so we better get going."
Jerusalem chuckled as she took Gracie's hand.
"We'll gather some fresh eggs first, and it'll be the best breakfast ever. But you'd better stay sharp at the table, Gracie, because Vernon loves French toast, and he might try to snatch yours."
"Nuh-uh,"
Gracie exclaimed. At the doorway, she turned to wave to Rose.
"Bye, Mama. Be a good girl while I'm gone."
"You too, Missy,"
Rose replied. She walked out to the porch with Bishop Vernon, and his gaze expressed his silent wish for her strength and consolation. She watched the buggy take off behind a fine bay mare, waving when she saw Gracie looking out the rig's window. When the vehicle reached the road, Rose went inside and dropped into the nearest chair. The house was too quiet. The hours would crawl by without the sunshine of Gracie's presence. Yet Rose believed she'd done the right thing, letting the little girl go with two dear adults who would keep her busy and who would answer Gracie's questions about her grandmother's condition in a wise, patient way. When it came to matters of the soul and practicality, nobody was more gracious than Bishop Vernon Gingrich. After listening to a couple more of Mama's labored breaths, Rose left the bedroom doorway to brew a pot of strong tea and slather a couple slices of bread with butter and jelly. She returned to Mama's bedside with her breakfast tray and turned the armchair slightly so Mama's eyes wouldn't be fixed upon her while she ate. Rose poured a cup of tea, muttering wearily when some of it sloshed onto her tray because her hands were shaking. As she took a bite of the buttered bread, a sob escaped her. She drank some tea and sank back into the chair, wondering how long it would be before her mother passed. Already, the waiting weighed heavily upon her. After she'd finished the slices of bread, Rose set aside her tray and turned to check on Mama. Her mother's face was still frozen in a slack, emotionless expression as her eyes continued to gaze at nothing.
"Or do you see God?" Rose pondered. "Do you see Dad and Nathan awaiting you in heaven? Do you realize how much I already miss you, even though you're not yet gone?"
Rose turned again, unnerved by Mama's unblinking eyes and the sound of her lungs filling with fluid. She desperately needed something to keep her busy. She was tempted to look for the box her mother had mentioned, but she didn't feel strong enough to deal with whatever or whomever Mama had mumbled about last night before she slipped into this coma. Rose fetched her yarn bag and began crocheting colorful granny squares for an afghan she'd started when Mama had become bedfast. The repetitive motion, paired with familiar crochet stitches that required no real thought, lulled Rose into a meditative state. It was mindless activity, exactly what she craved after dealing with so many difficult situations these past few days. When Rose realized she hadn't been paying attention to Mama's breathing, she turned in her chair. She waited a long time until her mother took another gurgling breath. The clock on the dresser, which Dad had given Mama as an engagement gift, chimed noon. The morning had somehow